This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of In Focus, heard weekends on KTBB 97.5 FM and KRWR, the Team 92.1 FM. You can join us each week as we interview those who help Tyler Longview residents make their lives much better. And as always, you can reach out with your thoughts on the show or any topic you would like us to consider airing at ktbb.com/infocus. Again, that website is ktbb.com/infocus with any show ideas or thoughts you have on the shows you've heard. My guest today is Lynn Florence. Lynn Florence is here to talk about the senior health fair that's coming to our town and also talking about matters that seniors face in our community. Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
Good morning, and I'm absolutely fabulous today.
So we are both close to seniors, if not seniors, right? I'm 58 years old, which means I'm entering the time of knowledge for seniors, right?
Correct. I'm 69, so I'm way past it.
Well, I totally understand that. East Texas, we're about family, taking care of our own. We are about being there for friends and family. And I think that's a great way to start this segment and ask you, what are the main problems facing seniors right now here?
Actually, I think it's the lack of knowledge. I don't think that we here in East Texas were properly trained up as to what to do when our family dynamics changed, when we got older, when we started taking care of a parent, when our illnesses, personally, it's either us or a partner or both of us, we get to that time where there's so many questions as, where do I go? Who takes care of us? What happens now? You know, if I can't afford medicine, what do I do? That's basically what I see the need. There's so many questions with the health, with where do I go and what do I do?
Are we working longer? Because I know, and no offense to you young people listening, no one listens to this station under 30, I don't think, but to those of you young people listening, it appears to me that the older generation has a better work ethic. And no offense to you guys, but does that bode well for seniors maybe working a little longer than we normally would have?
Yes, and they are. I will tell you, working with the seniors and working with the Medicare, I see people that are working well into their 70s because of the need for money.
So no one's working because they want to.
They don't want to work. Like most of the time, it's because a partner has passed and they're on their own, and there's just not the money coming in to take care of themselves and to take care of the home also at the same time.
Well, we talked a little bit before the show, and you mentioned some of the fixed incomes that people are dealing with. So it's not necessarily the people that are retiring right now, because if you contributed to Social Security and you're retiring in the next few years, you're looking at $1,800 to $2,400 a month, something like that. Correct. But someone who had retired in 1980,
yes,
is still on $700-$800 a month.
Correct.
And that's a phone bill. In today's
that's
world.
That's it.
So how are they making it?
Well, it's kind of really sad because they're at this time trying to pick between eating, paying their bills, or their medication. I've talked to several. In fact, one lady comes to mind where she began to bawl and cry and ask me, please help me with my medication. I can't feed me, my cat, and get my meds. As we sat in the dark with nothing, with no fan, no AC, we were sitting in a mobile home where she said, please help. That broke my heart. That's where we've got to be able to help people like that, you know?
And while you're listening to this, it could be you. This lady you're describing probably worked her entire life, retired, paid into the system, did everything she was supposed to do, maybe didn't create enough wealth to have a manageable account at retirement, which, trust me, and if you think that's the rarity, it's not. It's the norm. So when you face them, what things are there? What is there for her to look for?
Well, there are all kinds of programs here. Basically, there is one that can help them find money for electricity. We can help them with medicine, get their medicines. A lot of times, too, what they're looking for is somebody to talk to also. You know, they want to just talk, listen to me, listen to what I have to say. And it's easier for them to get in front of a person and ask that question and get that answered than it is to, like, sit on a telephone and try to get a person on the phone and then try to, you know, explain what their needs are. And what I will tell you, too, is it's not just like this lady that I'm talking about. There were a lot of women, I call them the Leave It to Beaver moms, who never worked, whose husbands have passed, and they are really in bad shape. They can't work. They don't know how to work. They don't know the technology we have today.
There's no more pensions.
There's no more. No more. And so those are the ones that are really sad, too, that we need to help. And we, like I said, we've got to get out there and we've got to answer their questions and we've got to help them be able to get their meds, be able to show them that there is somebody out there who can help them decide where to go as far as when they die. Because that's a big one, too. You know, I'm all alone. I don't know what to do. I've nothing. I've never put anything back for a funeral. What's going to happen to me? What do you tell them? So instead of me
answer the question.
Yeah. What happens to them?
Yeah.
Well, if they have absolutely nothing and they have nobody, they're probably going to end up cremated in a box in somebody's closet. And that's unfair. But, I mean, that's just what it is.
Probably my end.
You know, it breaks my heart, but if that's all there is, that's all there is. So I don't know how to answer those questions in, you know, like a one-on-one. That would be why I would love to have people that are knowledgeable representatives from a company.
Fantastic segue. Where would these seniors find this?
Well, I'm going to be having a senior fair September the 12th. It's a Thursday. It's from 10 until 2. It is at the Majesty Event Center.
That's next weekend, by the way. Or next Thursday.
Yes, it is. Please, thank you for that. That just makes me real nervous. But, yes. To answer their questions, and like I said, it's easier for them to come in and talk to these people. So I'm going to have people that can talk to them about hospice, about home care, about skilled nursing and rehab, about Medicare and Medicaid. Medicaid is a big one they've got questions about how to get power of attorney. Like you say, your mother is just about ready to go to a nursing home, but she doesn't have all of her faculties. That a power of attorney you've got to have. You know, medical power of attorney, medicines, et cetera. So that's what we're going to be having there for them to come talk to those people to answer their questions.
If I could, I want to interject where there is.
There?
It's going to be September 12th. It's going to be at the Majesty Events Center. And that is at 900 West Bow Street. So that's very, well, that's downtown, yeah. Basically. Again, it's going to be at the Majesty Event Center at 900 West Bow Street on September 12th. It's going to be a senior fair where the seniors in our community are able to go to this event and get some answers that they need to have to actually make their walk a little easier.
Mm-hmm. Also, too, at this time, I have scheduled for a mobile bus to be there to be able to give flu shots, pneumonia shots, shingles, and COVID. So if they're not able to get out and about to get to the doctor or to get to a pharmacy, they can get those shots while they're there also.
So I want to paint
And all that's free.
Okay. Yep. I want to paint a picture because I just don't think we see them enough in our life. So when we talk about these benefits for seniors, I mean, obviously, Tyler is becoming a senior community, and we have a lot of people. But we're talking about the people that have trouble making it with their medication, with their rent, with their, we're not talking about the Metro flighters from California that come in at 70 and a lot of property and all this stuff, and they're able to make easy decisions. We're talking about the seniors that have to make hard decisions.
Right.
And are we aware how many there are out there that are suffering quietly?
Actually, I don't have a number. And I had no idea until about 5 years ago when I started the Medicare program. I do know that in some of the other little, I'm going to say, we would events, we would take them to the theater, things like that. We always had anywhere from 50 to 100 just come to those little things. And they're always talking about, my friend, you need to come talk to my friend. When you get out there, there are so many, there are apartment complexes filled with them. There are...
You're talking about old folks' homes? No offense. I mean, I don't want to slam it, but I'm just, when you say apartments, like there's an apartment complex across from the Dodge Place on 364.
Okay.
That's mostly
older,
retired people.
Like that, but there's also several that are just considered retirement communities.
Okay.
That are government funded. So it's the people that really. Every bit of their Social Security goes to their living there. So there's not a lot of extra, you know? I've actually been with them when they would say, I can't accept that because I would have to put it down as a gift and it'll make my rent go up. So, no, there are lots out there that we haven't even begin to see. Look at him.
Are they struggling for food in some cases?
Yes, they struggle for food. They struggle for rent money. And I'll tell you this too. This is, comes to mind while we're talking about that. Last year, when the transportation and Tyler was talking about going up, they were crying. Literally crying, because if that did go up, they weren't going to be able to go to their doctors. If it wasn't a benefit for their Medicare, they weren't going to be able to go across town to the grocery store. So, I mean, every penny counts to these people, every penny that they have. And they struggle. They struggle to eat. They struggle to survive, really.
Again, if you want some answers to this later in life challenge that you're going to face as you age, maybe you don't have to be of retirement age to go to this. You might be like me, like looking forward to it and just not looking forward to it, but coming around the corner soon. And you just want to get some fresh ideas of your own and learn about some opportunities that are there. You can do that on September 12th at the Majesty Event Center at 900 West Bow Street for the Senior Health Fair. So is medication the biggest drain on the seniors?
No, not medication. The biggest one's food. I really think it's food. Because a lot of times their Medicare program, or if we can get them on Medicaid, that will pay a lot depending on what it is. But the food, so there's the food pantries that we try to send them to and things like that. But, yeah.
East Texas Food Bank.
Yes.
Meals on Wheels.
Comes to mind.
How important is Meals on Wheels?
Very. Very, especially for those that can't get out, you know, the ones that don't have transportation. So, yes, it's very important. I just think that life didn't prepare us for this. Schools didn't prepare us for this. This is like when we hit your age, you know, the mid-50s, it's like, oh, my gosh, where do I go and what do I do? I was 67 when my mother got so sick, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, what do I do? Where do I put her? How do I put her there? Because she and my dad had never prepared properly for that. So, you know, finding power of attorney, trying to get that done. Where can I put her? Where can I put her that she's going to be taken care of? And know that her medicines are going to be taken care of. I was a basket case for about 6 weeks, just trying to figure out the processes of how to take care of her in her last days.
When you say prepared for this time, that's a loaded word for me, because being prepared, being diligent to a lot of the people of that generation, which they're called the silent generation right now, so we're not going to hear a lot out of them, but we're mainly talking about boomers right now. Their preparation for old age was probably just getting up and going to work every day. And so I know that there are Tyler's full of private facilities for elderly. Are they beneficial, or do they, like, if someone, I understand if someone, again, if they're wealthy, they can afford that. But someone who just relies, not relies on the government, but someone who's worked their entire life to pay into the system and is now withdrawing those hard-earned dollars, are the for-profit living places, do they just drain them?
There's a yes and no, and that's a trick question, and that's not nice for you to do, because there are, well, and here's the reason, because you have to do diligence.
I'm just asking. I'm not implying. I'm asking.
Some of them are really great, but there are some that can take advantage. That's why I'm saying you have to do diligence. You
and
have
I wasn't
to
even,
know.
Please understand, okay. I wasn't implying, and for those of you who run these facilities, I'm not implying that you're taking money from these seniors. I'm simply asking the question if obviously someone that's affluent can have more drawn from them than someone who is not. So when it comes to your socioeconomic standing, in some cases, are you better at just at an apartment having people come by for you and help you than?
No. Okay. With that in mind, no. I'm going to tell you this. There's a lady. I'm not going to tell you her name or anything, but she is in a nursing home. And to be able to be there, to be taken care of, it takes every bit of her Social Security check. They leave her $75 a month.
But she gets food and housing.
And she's taken care of, yes.
Right.
Yes.
I see nothing wrong. I mean,
there is
no
nothing.
Offense. I see nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know, it is what it is. At some point, you just need to survive.
Correct. And that's what I'm saying. There are some out there that's what they do. They take care of them like that. And that $75, she can get a haircut. They've got a salon there. She can get a haircut. Or she can, you know, order something on Amazon for her great-grandkids like that. But, yes, there are good. You just have to do diligence in finding somebody that you know is going to be reputable.
Well, that very important, obviously.
Yes.
Again, if you are a senior in the area and you want answers to some of your questions about aging, you can go to the Majesty Event Center next Thursday, September 12th at 900 West Bow Street, and have your questions ready. And I understand they'll have several representatives there for you to answer any of your questions.
Oh, yeah, we will. We've got 8 right now that are going to be there. But can I just take a minute to say that, you know, I don't want life to be all bad for them, that I want some fun things. And so at this particular fair, we're going to do some bingo games. The first 250 that come in will be able to play in a $500 bingo game. We're going to have giveaways. We're going to have snacks. We're going to have food. We're going to have water. But most of all, we're going to have fun, and we're going to try to help each person that's there. And again, it's free. It costs them absolutely nothing to come.
That's good, and I'm very excited that they're going to have a fun time, which segues into my next question, which is not beautiful, but aging is not beautiful. No. I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of it, and there's nothing pretty about it after 50 for all you young people. So depression, as it pertains to their situation, how much is that a battle?
Ooh, that's a tough one. It depends on how well prepared they are. Because like you said, there are some who have prepared and are a little better off. Those people don't. I don't see.
I'm not sure they're prepared. I think they made more money. That's where I think it's really a kind of a jaded way to look at it. Well, they didn't prepare. Well, they didn't make $17,000 a month for 20 years.
That's right. You're right. It is all about the money. Correct. Bottom line, it's all about the money. So those who barely got by, you know, in their 40s and 50s, those are the ones that are going to be depressed. I do know that there are, I'm thinking with Camp V has a lot of people that work with depression. Mm-hmm. But I think when we're out there and we're able to help them, we're able to get them some help, that depression is not as bad as what we think it really is.
Well, I can imagine the worst hit would be someone that's been married their entire life since they were young. The husband probably was the breadwinner. They were this. What did you?
Leave It to Beaver mom.
Leave It to Beaver mom.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, their husband dies, and they're kind of to the point now where that you don't hear about too many pensions anymore, even with those older people, because those pensions ended with Tyler.
Tyler Pipe
years ago. That's where I would think the most depression would be set in, is you've lost your love of your life and now you're struggling financially just to make it.
Yes.
So again, if you want answers for this, I know I'm giving this out a lot, but you're older if you're listening, and I want you to be able to remember it because I forget everything. It's the Senior Health Fair and Bingo Bash.
There you go.
It will be at the Majesty Event Center at 900 West Bow next Thursday. What are the hours?
From 10 until 2.
From 10 until 2. So you don't need to wake up that early. And it's right in the middle of the afternoon. And they will have people on site to answer what all questions can be answered at the fair.
Let's see. We can help you with life insurances. We can help you with Medicare programs, with home hospice, home care, with personal care, with the Dignity Memorial be there to help you with funeral care, you know, to go ahead and do prepayments if you can to help you with those plans, with skilled nursing. And I also have, this is a crazy one, but we do have the CBD pros that are going to be there too.
That's not crazy on this show.
No, they love them.
No, I'm a big proponent. No, I mean, really. I am a huge... I cannot stand Big Pharma. I think they've ruined our nation. Over the past 35 years, they've just run amok over it. They've become billionaires, and they've trashed our community in the process. So I'm a big proponent of CBD because if it grows in the ground and it comes up, A, Big Pharma hates it, and B, it probably works.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, I can tell you that it works. Any form.
Speaking from experience.
Right. That's good.
You know, it is.
Do you find a lot of seniors open to that? Because that, you know, they're open to anything.
They really
helps
are.
Them.
Well, and I questioned myself, too, when I started looking at the CBD pros. But the little gentleman there kept saying, hey, Lynn, we really do service a lot of seniors. We really do. And so, but I do know from family experience that we've experienced it. So I went over to talk to him, and when I'm sitting there, it's like, this guy's 72. This lady's 90. You know, all these seniors, there were more seniors that came into the shop than non-seniors. So, yeah. And I really feel that, I know in our family, if they've got an illness or an illness, and if we can do it with that, a gummy over a $700 medication, we're getting the gummies.
That, by the way, wrecks something in your body.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
It might fix what it's designed to fix, but it's also going to kill your liver or your kidneys, which is something CBD does not do. I don't want to make this a CBD show or a proponent show, but I find it intriguing and hopeful that the older generation is kind of embracing it because of the mores that they grew up with, it wasn't exactly kosher.
Correct.
And so it's a big step for them, and I respect them using it. But you'll have someone on site to talk about the benefits of CBD also.
Sure will.
That's fantastic. What, you want to give the name of them or?
The CBD pros.
CBD pros.
That's
pretty
it.
Easy.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to give, again, we're talking about the senior health fair and Bingo Bash. Let's not forget the Bingo Bash. I've never played a game of bingo in my life. But, well, my girlfriend loves it. She's been invited to some bingo thing like once a month with the girls. And she comes back so charged up from that bingo thing. So,
it's the number one senior game. I do. Every place you go, they're going to be playing it. So, yeah. And the fact that you can win $500 in a game, that's not going to hurt. Oh, yeah. One of the prizes is a yard of cards. We have a yardstick that is filled with gift cards from, every place in this town. All kinds of hamburger places, like Burger King. I can't believe
it. I don't want to start naming off places because they're not involved.
It's a yard of cards. We have a gift basket from Potpourri House. So we've got some really good gifts. Each of the, we call them vendors. Each of my vendors will have a big prize that we'll be drawing for during the day. And then they're going to be giving away little items. So it'll be a lot of fun, a lot of information and a lot of fun.
You're talking directly to thousands of seniors right now.
Okay.
I mean that. Like, okay. Our station is big on seniors.
Correct.
What inspiration do you have for them? What inspirational words do you have for them as they try and work through this maze?
That there is hope. There is help. That there are many out there who their hearts are with seniors. That's where my heart is. I just talked to a lady yesterday from Channel 7 that's where her heart is. So we are trying our best to get things together to help you. So don't give up hope, because there is help.
You know, a guy I used to work with taught me the term disproportionality, and it changed my life. And typically that's when it deals with race, okay?
Okay.
What's funny is I find it applicable to age now. Because we've got these groups of old people. And honestly, I see young people less interested in the care, custody, and love of old people than I ever have. I don't particularly blame them. There's a lot going on in the world. I think the kids are softer today, but I also think they have a much harder world to navigate. So I think they have their plate full. But what we never want to forget is our seniors.
Correct.
Because I guarantee you, I don't care where you're sitting or listening right now, some senior helped you at some time in your life get over something, and they may need your help now. And that's why if you have a senior friend, not just if you're a senior, but if you know a senior, tell them about this senior health fair, because it will benefit them. Plus, they'll have a great time at the Bingo Bash.
I'm with you there, because I do believe that we do have a generation that it's really hard to live day to day and do what they do, plus take care, or a lot of them are, it's just being thrown on them. You know, okay, mom and dad are not doing good.
Because they don't leave the house till they're 30.
Yes, that's it.
Don't get me started.
I know.
I understand the thing is, and I don't want to go down a rabbit hole in this, but they do. They face far more challenges than we faced at their age, as far as getting a home, getting all these things that can never. So I realize now we've got, for the first time in a long time, we've got young people problems and old people problems.
Correct.
It's mostly the middle that are doing all right.
I love it.
But what we're talking about today is the end of life challenges. You know, you mentioned there'll be somebody there for end of life plans.
Correct. Which Lloyd James Funeral Home, it's called the Dignity Legacy, will be there to help you with that. With pre-planning.
That's where all us old people get buried. It's either Lloyd James or the thing on Front Street.
That's Right. Well, Lloyd James, they reached out to me, and we've got them coming. So they're there to help you prepare, you know, or at least give you a plan of action. This is what we're going to do. And this is kind of crazy, but years and years ago, I did work for Lloyd James, and you were asking earlier about what happens if you don't have anything in place. And that's where I was saying there's a big closet full of a lot of people who had nobody in who.
Oh, you're talking about a mass closet.
A mass
closet. Okay, that's gross and a perfect place to end it. If you want to prevent something like this, you'll need to attend the Senior Health Fair and Bingo Bash. It will be September 12th,
yes,
which is next Thursday. Please go to the Majesty Event Center at 900 West Bow Street in Tyler, Texas for the event. Lynn Florence,
yes,
I thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.